Investment Flash.
Buddy, markets are not boring today. A $67 billion utility mega merger, an AI fund manager betting against Nvidia, and Berkshire Hathaway buying Macy's? No way. We're breaking it all down on Investment Flash.
Tuesday, May 19th, the London edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Stocks are mixed, bonds are selling off, crypto's in free fall. Let's dig in.
Okay, the headline, NextEra Energy agreeing to buy Dominion Energy for $67 billion in stock, creating a utility colossus from Florida to Virginia data centers. This is the biggest power deal ever, buddy. Dominion shares surged 9.4% last session. NextEra dipped 4.6.
Yeah, look, massive deal, but the synergies have to work. A combined PE of around 20 could re-rate the sector if they hit, but regulatory hurdles could drag on for years. It's not a slam dunk.
Hold on, Gerald. This is about data center demand. The AI build-out needs power, and this merger creates the largest listed utility with direct exposure to that growth. If anything, it's a structural re-rating story.
Exactly, Marie. That's the whole call. Buy NextEra on the dip, and the utilities ETF is still 8% below its high. This deal could light a fire under the whole sector.
Light a fire. Careful with puns around power lines. But all right, the thesis is clear. I'm just saying, don't forget the regulators. They'll be all over it.
Gerald, you always worry about regulators, but the energy transition and AI capacity are national imperatives. This might actually get fast-tracked.
A $67 billion utility deal fast-tracked. That'll be the day. Analysts will be revising price targets before the ink's dry.
Ah, fair enough.
Okay, let's hop across the pond. UK activism. Corvex Management is pushing Premier Inn owner Whitbread to put itself up for sale. Shares up 3.8% this week, but still down 7% year to date.
Yeah, this is a classic activist play. Whitbread's forward PE of 11.6 is undemanding if a deal premium surfaces. The key is a formal sale process announcement.
Is this where I say I prefer Hilton?
No? Just me?
Okay.
Vintage Tom. Look, the FT and Journal both flag it, so the pressure is real. Value unlock is likely.
And this reflects a broader trend. Activists targeting UK hospitality as the economy recovers. Whitbread's property assets alone could be worth more than the entire market cap.
Right, so buy Whitbread. Got it?
Now, Berkshire Hathaway's portfolio revamp under Greg Abel, they took a $2.6 billion stake in Delta Airlines, boosted Alphabet by 224%, and even started a small position in Macy's.
$2.6 billion into Delta, buddy. That's a huge endorsement. Delta trades at 8.8 times forward earnings, up only 1.7% year to date. Massive value.
Airlines again. I remember 2020 when Berkshire sold all their airlines. Value trap earlier, value trap now? I'm not convinced.
No, but Gerald, this is different. Delta is profitable, balance sheet is stronger, and air travel demand is robust. Abel is betting on a cycle, not a bailout.
And Alphabet, they boosted it by 224%. That's conviction. 27.5 times forward PE, and it's up 26% this year. Abel likes growth too.
And Macy's, a $55 million starter. At 8.5 times trailing, down 18% year to date. Berkshire is going deep value. I mean, who still shops at department stores?
Tom shops at department stores, probably.
Hey, I like a good bargain. But seriously, if Berkshire is buying, maybe the market is mispricing the turnaround.
Fair point. The Berkshire revamp signals a shift towards both deep value and strategic growth. Worth watching.
All right, time for the most original take. Leopold Aschenbrunner, the ex-OpenAI star running a $13.6 billion fund, is shorting NVIDIA and AMD and going long Bitcoin miners. CoinDesk has the details.
Wait, shorting NVIDIA? Buddy, NVIDIA is up 17% year to date. It's the AI kingpin. That's a bold call.
But that's the point. He's betting the next wave of AI values power and data centers over chips. He sees miners' energy assets as the true AI factories. It's a contrarian pivot from silicon to infrastructure.
He's not wrong about the power angle. We just talked about the utility merger. The infrastructure theme is consistent, but shorting AMD at 140 times trailing earnings, that's either genius or a melt-up waiting to happen.
Genius? Or just early? Shorting NVIDIA in this market feels like fighting the Fed, except the Fed isn't even fighting right now.
Fair, but the implied trades are clear. Sell NVIDIA, AMD, and buy Riot Platforms and Mara Holdings, both down this week. So if the thesis catches on, those miners could rip.
A fund manager shorting NVIDIA in 2026, that's like shorting the internet in 99. Brave, or maybe a warning sign we all miss?
Huh. Brave or something?
All right, let's talk about the actual chips. Bernstein initiated ARM with an outperform, $300 price target, 43% upside. Agentic AI needs 4 times compute, and ARM benefits structurally.
ARM is up 91% this year, at 70 times forward earnings, 250 times trailing. Priced for perfection. But what if perfection is just a chip shortage away?
Gerald, the agentic AI capex cycle could last a decade. ARM's architecture is at the center. So while the multiple is high, growth could justify it. That said, a pullback would definitely strengthen the buy case.
Exactly. It's still 10% below its 52-week high, so there's room. And the semiconductor ETF is up 46% this year, so the whole sector mites this wave.
All right, I'll give you that. If the capex continues, ARM's position is real. But I'm watching the multiple. A bond sell-off could crush that.
Speaking of bonds, they are buckling globally. The long-term Treasury bond ETF is down 4% year-to-date, yields at multi-year highs. And that's a threat to all these long-duration stories, including ARM and even the utility deal funding.
Yeah, and crypto is feeling it too. Bitcoin fell below 77,000, erasing all of May's gains, despite Strategy's $2 billion buy. MSTR crashed 6% last session, now 64% below its high.
Oh, I'll take the credit on yesterday's sell Bitcoin call, Tom. The trade is working exactly as I outlined.
Ouch. Fair play, Gerald. Can't argue with that.
But beyond the personal win, the key here is demand failure. Institutional buying can't hold it up. A breakdown below 77 could accelerate losses.
Right. It's a sentiment signal. If crypto can't catch a bid even with large buys, risk appetite is fragile. That's a warning for other high beta trades.
Canary in the coal mine.
No doubt.
Crypto's telling us something. Now, one trade that isn't getting enough attention, Alcoa. CNBC highlights the pullback as a buying opportunity. Aluminum prices are structurally higher, and Alcoa's at 9.3 times forward earnings after a 7% weekly drop.
Finally, a commodity play with a reasonable multiple. Former Dow component, up nearly 11% this year, the uptrend is intact. I can actually get behind this one.
Alcoa at $62 a share? For real? That's a steal if aluminum stays elevated. I'm in.
Careful, Tom. Don't go buying commodity stocks without a diversified portfolio. Are you diversifying?
Buddy, I'm an index fund guy at heart. But Alcoa looks good on a pullback.
And Dan Loeb's third point is expanding AI bets. New stakes in Hut 8 and undisclosed chip names. Hut 8, a Bitcoin miner pivoting to AI, dropped 10% this week, making it an interesting entry.
Loeb is aligning with the infrastructure theme too, miners with data centers. Plus, he's probably still buying NVIDIA. This reinforces the long-term AI view.
And it echoes Aschenbrenner's idea of miners as AI assets. The convergence here is clear.
Exactly. The shift from pure play chips to physical infrastructure is the cross-cutting story today.
It's all infrastructure,
power, and data centers.
Exactly.
But one thing no one is talking about, where's the Fed in all this?
Yields climbing, possible war inflation, yet not a peep about a rate hike. The silence is deafening.
See, this is what I mean. The press is lost in deal noise. The market might be assuming the Fed is on hold, but if yields keep rising, they may have to react. That's a missing variable.
All right, so we watch the Fed speeches. In the meantime, the cleanest play might be long a basket of miners and utilities against short the semiconductor ETF, the Aschenbrenner trade, basically.
Pair trade is smart, but careful with shorts in a bull market. The reversal can be swift.
As always, none of this is investment advice, just our read on the signals.
We'll be back later today with the New York edition at 9 a.m. New York time. Should be a wild session.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Talk soon.